Great, we are back in open session. We are on section number five, item number one. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 322242B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. Is it Eileen?
Yeah.
Okay. Eileen Del Real, please come on down and join us. I promise we won't bite. We'll just have you come and sit at the table here.
Well, some of us will.
Thank you for being here today. And I guess I'll let Dr. Wright is the lead on this, so I will let him take it away.
Yes, thank you. So we get these from time to time because we've changed to meeting, of course, the technician school to approve a specific test. But there is the ability for us to be convinced that you have an equivalent training, basically, based on university and classes themselves. So that's kind of your job today, is to talk to us and kind of convince us that you have the skills needed to sit.
Well, I don't have an associate's degree as I did go to school to be a veterinary technician, but I did get my bachelor's in biological sciences at Grand Canyon University, so I did study about animals. I was in the vet club as well, so I did focus on trying to go to vet school, which is probably going to be my step after that, but I would like to start on how I feel in the technician field. I'm definitely determined in staying in this field, whether I am a hospital manager, whether I'm a veterinarian or a veterinary technician. I definitely have a passion for animals and definitely want to stay in this field. I think working in the vet field right now is definitely helping me as I learn as I go, and I think that's the best possible way to learn specifically for me, as I am a hands-on learner and a visual learner, so I like to see how the technicians handle what they do, placing catheters for specific wounds. That's something that really intrigues me in learning. So I know the basics. I've learned much, much more working in the field than the schooling part. So it's more as a you learn as you go, case by case. If there's something wrong with a certain dog, okay, the doctor will definitely explain everything, go over medications, why certain medications are being used, and that's very, very helpful as you're learning and being introduced to the vet field. It's not really necessarily where you're thrown in there, but it's like the vet field is basically everybody there is trying to teach you, even though maybe you're not currently in school, but you're thinking about the career. So I think that's very, very much helped me so much. So I know certain medications, what they're used for specific cases. I may not have done the full schooling for it, but I definitely feel like I have the grasp of certain background for it and the hands-on experience so far, from volunteering to working. And I'm still currently working at an animal hospital, so I definitely feel like they've even told me that they're going to help me learn as I go, whether I'm able to take my exam now or whether I have to do further schooling for it.
Okay. Well, we have the comparison list.
Yes.
I feel like we usually have Nikki, who is our CBT. She's not here today, unfortunately. But again, for me, animal sciences degree from Grand Canyon, I don't personally think I have any issues with her sitting for the exam, but I don't know if anyone else.
And that's the thing, is looking at the equivalencies, of course, across, and anybody who's in college has probably seen this, but especially veterinarians or anybody that's going to graduate schools, is there certain requirements of you need this class, and it's only this class, embryology class. I remember
right.
That specifically from when I was applying for schools. And unless you went to that one university, you were never going to be able to apply to that university. So there is some gatekeeping that's done with the classes. So that's why you have to kind of go through and look and start seeing. And really, when I'm looking at this, there's just a lot of general education stuff. I mean, there's some animal things in there. There's the chemistry, which is going to be important, biology, vertebrate zoology. I remember that class. Actually, I TA'd that class. Like I said, animal behavior. We have, how long have you been working in clinics?
It's going to be about 3 years now.
3 years as full-time, part-time?
It was part-time for about a year and a half, and then full-time after.
So been full-time for about a year and a half now.
Sorry, Victoria feels like, I feel like she has something to add.
Sorry, Madam Chair, members, just to clarify, in case anyone's listening to the recording of this meeting, the board can only consider her education, not her experience.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, looking at the actual education, again, you're not gonna see exact classes, but I'm seeing enough crossover that makes me feel comfortable. Okay. So I'll make a motion to allow Eileen Del...
Del Real.
Yeah. What's that?
Del Real.
Oh, Del Real. Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's Eileen.
I thought you changed your first name. allow you to sit for the CBT test.
Second with a quick question. What is a capstone thesis?
A capstone thesis. I'm glad you brought that up, actually. So it's basically like a, you create this project, and it's an individual project within a group of three people for that specific class. So since our class was biological sciences, we're gonna focus in on science and research. So what me and two other partners did was we went to Las Cienegas and we worked with Game of Fish Department, and we actually did an experiment and research on the prairie dogs there and their soil. So we took soil samples of where the prairie dogs are and the outer skirts of it to determine if they're actually going through the outer skirts or if they're remaining, because we can see the numbers fluctuate, but they never really know specifically where those prairie dogs are going. They just mainly focus on where exactly sometimes their burrow holes are. But they were determined to be exploring and expanding through those places. Just not the new ones, just because they early placed those prairie dogs in new environments, so they're not specifically expanding there. But we did do research about it, and we were gonna publish a paper, but unfortunately I didn't have to graduate, so I couldn't really stay and do much research. But I know one of my colleagues stayed, and she's continuing that research for us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I worked with black-footed ferrets in the zoo, and they just ate prairie dogs. We got competing stuff going on.
Thank you. Well, we have a motion and a second. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks for being here.
Yes. Thank you.
We are, excited at the prospect. Yeah. Either way, whatever you end up, doing, but I can tell that you have a lot of enthusiasm, excitement, and passion, and we really need people like you in the field, so it's great. Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. I actually picked up a stray cat recently, so that gives me hope. I'm helping it, and I'm hoping to get her spayed soon.
Good, or you'll soon have 40 cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you check the microchip.
Yeah, no microchip. No
in case you were here earlier.
Thank you.
Thank you, good luck.
Thank you. Okay, we're gonna continue on some other items until our next informal.
Yeah.
So we are on section number 4, item number 6, 2433, in regards to Kathleen Schwimmer, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with her consent agreement.
I think the plan is fine, so I would make a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next one, number 7, 2408, regards to Dwight Benesch, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on practice monitor report submitted in compliance with consent agreement. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this one.
Yes. The report did show some substantial improvement, but very quickly, let me find my notes here. Yes, it was running a little late timeline versus what was in the consent agreement. So about 6 months late, but there was a response. There is a practice monitor on board who is providing reports. And again, there was some significant improvement.
Right.
So I'm not gonna entertain lifting the stay due to the late. Due to lateness, but I would move that we amend the consent agreement to increase the probationary period, since it took 6 months to get started to another, for at least another 6 months to a year, depending on what's the board's pleasure. I'll move 6 months. And that the time that the practice monitor is involved is likewise extended. So it would be through the complete probation period. And the civil penalty, what's the status of that?
I do not believe that he's paid it yet.
But there's time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the amendments to its amended consent agreement motion, and if not signed within 30 days, returns.
Okay, does that sound okay?
Yeah, I'll just, for sake of memory.
Yeah.
Ms. Solomon is correct that he didn't actually start with requirements because he had health issues for several months, but he also took a long time to get the practice monitor in place and things like that.
Okay.
She's correct in that he hasn't been under the order as long as everyone would have been stuck.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do roll call on this then, since we're amending the ICA, or the CA, sorry.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Okay, next up, 22-137, in regards to Lorenzo Gonzalez, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by board order, and may return license to active status. Okay, so he's completed his CE plan, from what I saw, so.
This was his plan, right? Not that he did it?
No, I asked the same question, but it.
He did it.
He did it. But
this is completion.
Yes. I had the same concern, but yes,
what is
my understanding.
Of 33-27.
I was just about to be like, did you notice that?
I'm just wondering.
Finished it well in the future.
33 months and a year. Sometimes I feel like maybe that does happen. All right. I'd like the motion that we accept his CE and return his license to active status.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. That's me. Number nine, 2373, in regards to Stephen Gilson, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with board order. As of yesterday, he had not paid the fine. Is that correct?
Correct.
And he's already, I mean, how, he's well past due, right?
It was due on March 5th.
Okay. So, these ones, as everyone knows, really irritate me because it was only $200, which I don't think is, you know, too much of a burden. And this is staff time, and Victoria has tried to track him down. And it's, you know, maybe it's not the worst thing, but at the same time, it's just frustrating. So at this point, quite frankly, I would open a case against Dr. Gilson for noncompliance.
Second.
It's just silly that we had to get to that point, so. Okay, so a motion and a second to open a case for noncompliance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Number 10, 2362, in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by board order.
Yeah, the.
So she's done her CE.
She's done it.
But she still has to do. There's something else she still has to do.
She has to pass the
exam.
Okay. So really, I mean,
we're just
approving the CE. Yeah. So do you want to make that?
I make a motion that we approve the CE completion for Dr. Landman.
Okay. I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We're going to skip number 11. Number 12, 2438, regards to Audie Wood, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. her CE plan looked fine. So nobody disagrees, I make a motion that we approve Dr. Wood's CE plan.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moving along. Okay, so we are now on section number five. Okay, so first one we've done, second we need to hold off on. So let's do number three. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. First one is Courtney Craig. Ms. Sullivan.
Yes. Madam Chair, there's a 2019 misdemeanor that was dismissed, so I move approval of the veterinary license application.
Second.
Courtney Craig.
Okay. Motion and a second to approve the application for Courtney Craig. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. The next one is Alexis Bersonda.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. There was a 2008 case, but there is no current disposition, and that's really old. So I don't know if there's been, if we checked the AAVSB's vault on her, or?
We don't do that.
Okay. So I would move approval, since it's, whatever occurred in 2008 has been claimed for 16 years. So.
That was the bus wiping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Leaving the scene?
Yeah.
Hopefully we learned.
Yeah.
So move approval.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to approve Alexis Bersonda. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. And the last one is Tracy Ridgway.
Yes. I do have some concerns about this one, Madam Chair. Her Idaho license expired in 6/30/2022, and has she been working, as far as we know, anywhere since there, particularly in the state of Arizona?
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay, that plus the that I would like to, since we have this unlicensed period. If someone has been practicing without
maybe just pend it and then
pend it
till the afternoon, until I can come back to that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we remember that one. Come back to.
There are the prior complaints with Idaho are concerning, but ideally.
But again, those are years ago.
Yeah.
So hopefully, lesson learned. We're just going to hold off on the premise ones because we need Nikki. Number five, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests from Nicole Shuey, CBT, to approve monitoring mishaps, how to troubleshoot monitoring equipment, drug anesthesia, for continuing education credit for certificate holders. I feel like this is a good one because we've had some cases recently where we know some folks that could take this. So this was just one that it, as long as she's not holding the class before, what was it, June 9th or something?
We just say 60 days from the date she submitted it.
Okay, so just within 60 days.
Now, I have a question. when someone's teaching a class, I mean, because again, it's a CBT, and I always hear about vets teaching classes, of course, they usually go to CD. Does the teacher actually get credit too? Or is it only the people that are sitting in the actual audience?
We would have to refer to the rules.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't know if it really is addressed that way.
For presentations?
Yeah, if you're presenting, do you get hours for that too? Just like the people that are sitting here listening?
Only if you listen to it afterwards.
To get you to look for long.
I present and I do not claim those.
I never presented, so
I don't know. And mind we're race approved. I've never claimed them as me learning because I feel
Hopefully you're not that close to not getting enough hours.
No.
I don't know what made me think about it here, but I was like a technician for the certificate holders. I didn't know if she would qualify getting hours for teaching it.
You can't. One credit hour to a maximum of five for each hour spent developing or making a presentation related to veterinary medicine.
Wait, I'm sorry, so it's 1 hour for every 5 hours spent?
Up to a maximum of five.
1 to 5.
Oh, she could get up to 5 hours.
Should I have an hour?
For preparing the phone.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she could, well, I mean, I guess we could always have a motion.
But that one now.
I apologize. I misspoke. That was for veterinarians, for technicians. Because she's a technician. They can still do it, but it's up to 2.5 hours maximum.
Okay, so she can submit something saying how long it took her to develop it. I guess, and we can always evaluate that later.
Part of her.
Right, I guess she just has to do it on the renewal, huh?
That would be her renewal.
It's up to her. Okay.
All right, but for this one, would someone make a motion to approve this CE?
I'll make a motion to approve monitoring mishaps, how to troubleshoot monitoring equipment during anesthesia.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. One more minute here. I don't know about number seven. Board may re-discuss and take action on the American Association of Veterinary State Boards, AAVSB, call for nominations for the AAVSB officers and appointees.
I'm pulling my name, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's not fitting with my lifestyle anymore.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was like, maybe you can't do it fast.
That's a bummer.
I'm still going to stay on the bylaws committee for as long as I can, but yeah, the board director is just too much, I think.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so then we don't have any.
See, done with that one.
No action to take. Let's see. Number eight, board may review, discuss, and take action on an update from Gabriel Cox, DVM, regarding previous reported charge. Victoria, my understanding is you did finally hear from him.
And he basically has no update.
No update. So
he's meeting with his attorney next week.
Okay, so just when he has a final resolution, can we just say that instead of this 90 days, 60 days, just final resolution?
Yeah.
Let us know. Okay. Okay, now we're at 12:45. So we are going back to our informals.